Good evening. This is Lori with Lori's Living the Tasty Life. And today I am talking about what motivates you. So, motivation can be a very selfish, simple thing that you're thinking about, such as you want to be the best at something to beat somebody else out, whether it's in a sport or at your job. Or motivation could also just be as simple as setting an alarm and getting up a few minutes early so you can swing by your favorite coffee shop or pick up some breakfast that you've been wanting to have to eat when you get to work. Or it could just be getting up, as I have, to enjoy a lovely cup of coffee on my back deck when the weather's nice, and watching my birds and just sitting in peace and silence for 20 minutes, and grounding myself. It can come in so many different shapes and sizes. It's only limited by your imagination. Motivation is driven by your personality, your expectations, your drive, your ambition. It can be driven by your gender, your age, your needs, wants, and desires. You can keep on adding on and on to this list. That's why when you're asked this question, especially in a job interview, it can seem very impossible to answer. So, what motivates me? Again, knowing that I'm doing a good job. Somebody just saying that I've done a nice job or sending me a quick little thank you or an email. Motivation to me is knowing that I'm moving forward in my businesses, accomplishing things, checking things off my list. Motivation to me is when I see my clothes fitting better, if I'm trying to lose some weight. Or I feel better because I'm eating healthier or drinking plenty of water, which is one of my banes of existence. I try to drink enough water. I never even come close. That's a whole different topic for another podcast. Motivate for me watching my gardens grow. I'm motivated to keep watering them and weeding them and putting in some organic fertilizers to help them grow. In fact, I need to do that tomorrow. Let's go put some organic fertilizer in my secret vegetable garden. Taking a long walk in nature helps clear my mind and really helps motivate me. Walking with my dogs in nature, just the peacefulness of it all, is a huge motivator. Another huge motivator for many people is getting a great night's sleep, something we all seem to struggle with, me included. I might get a decent night's sleep once a week, and the rest of the week, I fall asleep in the afternoon. I could just drop because I'm just so tired. Just wondering what motivates you in life. You should really ask yourself that question. Do you have any sports that you like to do? Do you have any hobbies that you enjoy? If you don't, you might want to think about picking one up and learning a hobby that you enjoy. Is one of your things whipping up recipes in your kitchen? I know that's one of mine. Do you find satisfaction in creating art? So now you should dig deeper and find out what it is about some of these activities that you would enjoy. Is it the satisfaction that comes from making something from nothing? Is it a sense of accomplishment from finishing something, a difficult project? Or maybe it's seeing others enjoy seeing what you've done. What motivates you at work? Some of us, 99% of us, the primary motivation for most jobs is a paycheck. But, your work also, possibly, you get motivated from a sense of accomplishment, from finishing a big project on time, under budget. You get the glow from being told you did a great job on a difficult task. I know this for a fact. So today, I need to sidebar on this one. Today, I got a letter in the mail from my husband's employer, which I thought was very strange because it was addressed to me. So I opened it up, and it was one sheet letter from my husband's boss, his big boss, who is the operations manager for his company, praising my husband for all the difficult decisions and hard work and going above and beyond during all this COVID-19, because their company is considered essential, and how they knew that I must have been very scared watching my husband go to work every day in this kind of environment, and how he was in charge of all the employees, 35 of his own, and all the employees in the shop taking their temperatures, making sure they had masks, and putting safety procedures and protocols in place, and just praising my husband up and down. I was very proud to read this letter. I knew my husband really takes his job seriously, always has, and I know he works very, very hard for his company and just is a stellar, stellar logistics manager for them. They couldn't find anybody better. I know that for a fact. He is so knowledgeable and just so calm. And that probably comes from all his 27 years of firefighting experience, I'm sure. The calmness in stressful situations with I've seen him in action just amazes me. So I showed him that letter because he had no knowledge of it. I figured that his boss must have told him, but when he got home from work today, I walked up to him and I said, "Well, look what I got in the mail today." And he's reading it, and it was because it was quite lengthy. And he's reading it and he's looking and he's reading it. And at the end, he's like, "This is from my big boss?" I said, "Yes." I said, "I know it's very unusual." I said, "But wow." I said, "I was blown away." I said, "And I'm very proud of you." And then my son walked in and he read the letter and, they both gave each other high fives. So it was really nice to be acknowledged. I know for my husband, not knowing that he was being so greatly acknowledged from his boss, I think made even more of a impact on him. So anyway, that's a motivation that I just think, I don't know, it was a very unusual motivation that just absolutely blew me away, and I know it blew him away. So I guess if just think about what possibly motivates you. If you ever get asked that question in a job interview, ask yourself this question ahead of time because it's probably going to be asked. Be prepared, be self-aware. Goes hand in hand with being prepared. They want to genuinely think what motivates you. Don't give fast answers. It's not going to win you any points. Take the time to really answer the question. First, by really looking at who you are and what you love, and most importantly, what drives you. While you're answering the question, be enthusiastic. Show them that you're passionate and that your enthusiasm just shows. That will just show the person that's interviewing you that you're super enthusiastic and passionate, and you're probably gonna score lots of brownie points that way. Be self-motivated. Even if you're applying for a job that has you working on a team, managers want to know that you're strong enough to work on your own to complete tasks assigned to you. If all your motivation comes from outside forces, they might feel some concern about your ability to complete tasks if not constantly supervised. And then the last final one is be honest. Just be honest. That probably is one of the biggest things I can say. Honesty will get you so much farther than anything else. I truly and honestly believe that. So that ends my podcast for today. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you got a few little tips out of it. And stay tuned for more podcasts. This was podcast 007 in my series of just whatever pops into my head for the week. And this today just popped in my head actually last minute. So again, I hope you enjoy it. Please share this podcast if you do feel so inclined, or you can also send me a message. I love getting messages with your thoughts or any other ideas or topics that you would like me to talk about. And until next time, have a great evening. Cheers. Love you all.